6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I like your background. That's cool.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here. For checking out the episode, hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I'll send you new interviews just like this one every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating, leave a review wherever you're listening from right now. Some great guests that have dropped by lately. Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows. We had David Byrne and Jerry Harrison of Talking Heads. Don Felder of the Eagles. Ian Pace of Deep Purple. Jean Fogelberg, the widow of the late Dan Fogelberg. Lizzie Green, you can see her starring in Ransom Canyon on Netflix. Daryl Hall, John Oates, Bon Iver's Justin Vernon, Sarah McLachlan, Tracy Thorne from Everything But the Girl, actor legend Jeff Bridges, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're going to be talking with Kevin Bacon and Jennifer Nettles. On The Bondsman, Prime Video's new Supernatural series, Bacon and Nettles team up for a Southern Gothic romp that involves murder, mayhem, and undead retribution. Basically, your standard Tuesday in rural America. Kevin plays a bounty hunter who's not so much retired as dead. And Jennifer plays his very not deceased ex-wife, though let's just say the ex part gets a little complicated when Hellfire is involved. Of course, she's known best for Sugarland. He's known best for Footloose or being 6 degrees away from everyone you've ever met. And together they're giving us ghostly vengeance, country twang, and just enough camp to keep it fun. I love the series. It's one of the best things that I've seen lately. It's horror, but make it heartfelt. It's got a twangy, demonic twist. We get to break down the show's rootsy Appalachian world-inspired theme to co-write a full album called Hell and Back in character. You have the series, and then you have this companion album that they wrote, as I say, in character. It's a rarity in a TV landscape filled with music supervisors, but not many actual songwriters. We get into why Jennifer Nettles turned down every musician role for a decade until now, why Kevin insisted they reject any songs that didn't meet the bar, and how they ended up cutting multiple tracks anyway for a record that gets to live on its own even outside of the show if you want it to. Plus, songwriting via voice notes, why more actors don't do this, and how their duets, Hell and Back, came together like a Johnny and June fever dream and a haunted holler. Let's get into this. We're talking all about The Bondsman, out now on Prime, and its companion album, Hell and Back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kevin Bacon and Jennifer Nettles.
How you doing?
How's it going?
The Bondsman to Hell and Back. You guys did an album together from this show, and it's so much fun to listen to. And I got to say about the show, too, The Bondsman, I went into it blind. I didn't read anything.
So did we. That was all improv.
It is such an interesting kind of setup. What did that look like? Like, did they pitch the whole thing to both of you? Like, did you exactly know what it was before you saw the script? Is that something you get surprised when you see the script?
I was on a little bit before Jen. I didn't know really anything about it. I didn't get any kind of a pitch. I've worked with Blumhouse a bunch. And so Jason just texted me and said, I want you to take a look at this. It's a pilot. And I read it and I called him back 20 minutes later and said, I'm in. I mean, I didn't even know really anything about where the season was going to go, or there was no cast, no director. So it was just that voice that, and that world that I just thought was cool.
Jennifer, for you too. I mean, you come from the music background, you get to play a musician. I would think that makes things easier. Is that the case?
It's interesting. As I've been expanding into the TV and film world over the past 10 years, I've had multiple offers for projects in which my character would be a musician. And it makes sense, right? And yet I would never take them because I felt like it's going to have to be something really special that's going to make me take on a project like that. I mean, granted, Gemstones, obviously, Amy Lee Gemstone, she sings and stuff, but it's like, that's not her character. Her character is the preacher's wife, you know, but specifically to be a musician, I was like, it's going to take something special, because I felt like as an actor establishing myself, either way you lose, like, because if you do it well, then everybody's going to say, well, she's just playing herself. Of course she can be a musician, you know? And if you do it poorly, then they're going to be like, oh my God, she acts so poorly, she can't even play a musician. So I was just like, that doesn't feel like a really meaningful setup for me. So I had turned down, you know, different projects with that setup. And yet when this project came along, just like Kevin said, when I read it, I was like, oh, this is good. Like, this is good on its own. You know what I'm saying? Like, music aside. And then when I learned that he and I would have the opportunity to write some stuff and pitch some stuff for the actual show, that felt super cool to me, because I don't know anybody else that's really doing that. And I maybe other people have, Kev, like over the years in the industry, but I don't know of anybody, like for people who are writing music for a character within a show as the characters. I think it's super unique.
And I might add that when it came to the looking for the person to play Marianne, we never said we just have to find a musician or a songwriter or a singer, because all of those things are so much they're important, and it's such a cherry on top of a sundae that Jennifer is such a great writer and such an incredible singer. But she was cast because she was the person for the part, 100%. There were plenty of people that wanted this part that had never played or couldn't sing a lick. And the plan was always, well, let's, you know, we'll work that out later, you know? So it was just like, wow, we really stepped in, honey.
Thanks, friend. Likewise, too, P.S., because in addition to reading it, then obviously knowing that Kevin was attached to it was very appealing.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent is there to help guide you through each step of the insurance process.
Yeah, my agent's awesome. Jeff gives great advice, helps me figure things out. He's kind of like a dad to me.
Aw, that's great. Your agent
He's got such a dad vibe, you know?
Sure. And your agent can...
I kind of want to get him a tie. I wish there was like an insurance agent's day or something, you know, because he's not really my dad.
Get to know an Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and you'll never have to go it alone. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Let's insurance together.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kevin Bacon and Jennifer Nettles.
Your all's chemistry, I mean, it is, it's so great when you've got to write. So you, like, at what point in the process does that actually happen that you realize we are going to write songs?
Well, the first song we wrote was Hell and Back. We wrote that, a couple months before we started shooting, I think, right? Yeah, and, you know, there was some discussion about what the music in the show would be, both in terms of original stuff and the needle drops. And somebody, long before Jennifer was cast, somebody said, well, maybe knowing that I was a writer, maybe you could write, we could put you together with some people in Nashville, you know, and you could, you know, write some stuff for the show. And it, honestly, it really was not my idea. I mean, I was thrilled, but I said to all the creatives and all of our producers, I'm really happy to do that, but please don't do me a favor by putting something that's subpar in the show just to make the star happy. It's, I care too much about music and I care too much about the show to have that happen. And in fact, as you know, from the record that Jen and I made, multiple songs got rejected. And, you know, that's a pretty good indication that the songs that we wrote that made it in there, you know, were supposed to be in there. And that's part of where this record idea came from, because we liked them. And we were like, you know, shit, let's cut them. I mean, you know, right?
Yeah, we had so much fun, too, writing them. It's like, well, first of all, Kevin is a fantastic songwriter and an amazing storyteller and lyricist. And I knew of his work before the show, but I had never worked with him as a musician. You never know when you're going into these kinds of things, like, okay, well, what is the creative chemistry going to be? What is, you know, how are we going to collaborate together? What is that flow going to be? And it was so free and so easy. And the songs that we came up with, just as he was saying, we loved so much that we were like, well, here's the thing. This music can live. It is of this world. It is born of this world and inspired of this world, but it can live outside of this world on its own. And so we were like, let's make a record and see, regardless, let's make a record of these songs.
And it just adds so many layers, especially to, you know, us as viewers, as fans, you know, as you world build inside this to live like that. And I think there is something special about every single individual song on here. I mean, starting with that title track, you know, Hell and Back. Right from the beginning, that line, I ain't Johnny, you ain't June, but I'd go to hell and back for you. I'm like, and the lyrics to that are so good. I mean, it had to be so much fun to write that song. Where, how were you all batting that one around?
Jen sent me the first, basically the first verse. And I mean, it's almost like, it's almost like a song without choruses in a way, right? I mean, it's kind of, she sent me that first thing right there. I was like, all right, well, this one's done. And then we just got together and, you know, I don't know, just kind of fleshed it out a little bit more and put a bridge on and stuff. But that was just her just went hell and back. I mean, I was like, done.
It was fun. And they all were a little bit different, you know, in the process, mm-hmm. because we wrote them at different parts of our process. That one came very early on. So there was some volley back and forth. You know, we would send voice notes back and forth. Then we would get in the room together. Then once we got, you know, into the actual show, we were there already, you know, on set together. We were there in Atlanta together. So we would get together in person.
You know, it was really interesting exercise. One that I don't think I've ever done before, you know, as an actor, I like to go back and do a lot of, whether it helps my performance or not, I don't know, but I like to think about backstory and the history of characters and, you know, and build a, you know, just kind of build a backstory world, either with what's in the script or with what the writers may suggest or just stuff out of my imagination. But I've never gone back and tried to write a song from a character's perspective years before this happened. And in the show, You know, he hasn't picked up a guitar in whatever it is, 15 years. So just as an acting exercise, it was amazing. It was so fun. It was so interesting to go. Who was Hub, you know, when he was in his 20s and 30s and, you know, 40s?
And so many cool songs came out of that too, that exploration for you, for us. I mean, the Digging This Grave, I feel like, was one of those. And Special Kind of Crazy, I feel like is one of those too.
By the way, when I heard Digging, 10 seconds into that song, I went, I wonder if he wrote this one with his brother.
Yeah.
It's got your all thumbprints all over that. That's
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kevin Bacon and Jennifer Nettles.
And I love the idea, because that's always been a thing for me. If because it doesn't happen often, to both of your credit, what you're saying there. But my thought is, if you're an actor who is also a musician and you write, like, the opportunity that's there when you're looking for material to write from a character's perspective and what you could come out with that. Like, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more, because I really love it when it does. I don't know. It adds something.
Well, it doesn't happen more because people can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, that is something that is so rare, you know, at least to be a good songwriter. You know, it's things that, for people like me and Kevin, who have done it for so long, like, you spend, it is a craft on which you spend lifetimes working. So I definitely think it could be fun for anybody as an exercise, you know, for sure. I think it would be enriching for any project and for any actor if one has those skill sets. But I think this project is really special just because it brings together years and years of collective musicianship and storytelling.
By the way, Woe Death, I was trying to pinpoint it. It's almost got this, like, House of the Rising Sun quality to it, if that makes sense.
I mean, this show was set the first season in Appalachia, and it has a lot of Irish on it, you know, in that way, those minor Irish, you know, folk songs that eventually came to the holler, that eventually turned into hymns, that eventually, you know, it has a lot of that on it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite moments. And of course, what you guys did to the Circle, you know, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, is such a special moment in that. And, you know, just hearing the way you all sound together on that, I mean, it's beautiful moments, you know, in the show and alone. And outside of the music, because I know I only got a minute here, I'll also say, Kevin, I don't think it's the first time that you've done the Southern Drawl, but does a lot of lifting for the character as well. I'll say that.
You know, I was very lucky to have both Jen and Beth Grant, you know, in my ear all the time, as well as where we shot. You know, we were down in Sonoy, Georgia, and so the second you hop into the van, it's going to be right there in your ears. You know, I'm very, very lucky in that way.
I'm in Louisville in Kentucky, and it doesn't take me long to pull that accent back out if I need. If I'm talking to someone, and I'm pretty sure just listening to you in the show had me pulling it back out too. So it's well done. Well done on that. I love this. I can't wait to see where the show goes from here. You guys have set it up really nicely. And this whole world that you're building and the soundtrack itself. I hope we get to see some more live performances from you all out and about on this one. I don't know if that's possible, but.
Yeah, we would like to. I was really lucky to in Austin. I'm actually near Austin right now, but Sugarland was very nice to invite me to do a song with them in Austin. It was really, really fun. And it was a big ass crowd too. So that was great.
Thank you so much, both of you all, for taking the time to talk about it. Congrats on the work and everything. And we'll see you around.
Thank you.
My thanks to Kevin and Jennifer. The Bondsman is out now on Prime. And the album, Hell and Back, is available wherever you get your music from. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Before you get out of here, if you're not already, hit that subscribe button so you get new interviews just like this one sent to you every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give this series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's right to a show Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Sly and the Family Stone, Joni Mitchell, Barry Adamson, Madonna, Joan Jett, Sneaker Pimps, Folk Implosion, Rick Ross, ZZ Ward, The Shins, Toro y Moi, and my interview with Michael McDonald as we talk about his first album with the Doobie Brothers in 40 years and that Yacht Rock documentary. That's what you can hear weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Now they do these really cool large format wallpaper. You can get anything. You can get your own face, like in real life.
I don't want that.
I don't know. You can get anything. As crazy as you want it to be, they can do it.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent is there to help guide you through each step of the insurance process.
Yeah, my agent's awesome. Jeff gives great advice, helps me figure things out. He's kind of like a dad to me.
Aw, that's great. Your agent
He's just got such a dad vibe, you know?
Sure. And your agent can...
I kind of want to get him a tie. I wish there was like an insurance agent's day or something, you know, because he's not really my dad.
Get to know an Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and you'll never have to go it alone. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Let's insurance together.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.